Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about our DFS picks for the week, our preview for the games this week, and our buy low, hold, and sell highs. And we'll talk about the game Thursday a little bit. To start things off, DFS picks for running back, I have Ramondre Stevenson at 5,300. They will be playing the Saints, and they're just not a great team overall. I expect him to get a lot of goal line carries like he has been. I wouldn't see why it wouldn't continue.
Well, I could think of one reason why it wouldn't continue. That's if he can't hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
He has last he week has some he did butter pretty fingers. Good. He's bumming the ball last week.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, never mind.
So, I mean, I don't disagree. I do think it's a solid play this week. I actually had thought about him, but my concern is the fumbles. And at some point, Mike Vrabel's gonna lose his patience with that.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna be the main guy. And I think that probably would have happened if Gibson hadn't, from what I had heard. Throughout this past week was that Gibson was they were set to make Gibson the feature back, and then he got hurt and tore his ACL and he's out for the year. So horrible break for Gibson. I think Gibson's a very good back as well. I think Henderson is the most talented back of all of them, but for whatever reason there seems to be some apprehension with giving him the lead role, and they're trying to maybe Vrabel is known for being very supportive of his veteran players. So maybe that's what it is. He's trying to give him every chance he can. But if Stevenson can't figure out the fumble issues, that's going to go by the wayside pretty quick, I think. However, DFS is just one game. So, you know what I mean? I think it's a solid play, especially in cash games. But I don't dislike it for GPPs
either. Yeah.
For running back, for me, I love Rico Dowdle this week. 5,800. He was 4,300 last week when he scored 35.4 fantasy points. Now, do I expect that he's going to get 206 yards again? Nope. That would be crazy to expect something like that. Just like it would be crazy to expect Saquon Barkley to go over 2,000 yards again this year, like some people thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
That's not happening. You know what I mean? At this point, unless he just goes on the biggest heater that's ever been heated ever the rest of the season. But Saquon's still a very good back, and Rico Dowdle is a good back, and probably one of the best backups, RB2s on any team. And there's some really, other really good ones. Tyler Algier would probably be threatening for that in Atlanta, but Dowdle is good. And I really was surprised that he signed here because I thought Hubbard was a clear-cut RB1. And he has been going up until now. I would say that they might end up splitting more going forward. Probably like 60-40 type thing, which will hurt both of their values. But for this week, Dowdle, 5,800. I think, 24 points doesn't seem out of the ordinary to me. That's four times what his cost is at 5,800. You know what I mean? Dallas is 27th against running backs. They have allowed three teams so far this year to go 140 yards or more in five games. And Dowdle was the main man. He got most of the carries last week. I fully expect him to do that again this week. And I wouldn't be shocked if he got two touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see why he wouldn't have a good week against
Dallas. Is terrible.
Dallas,
against the run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing they traded Micah Parsons for Kenny Clark, though.
Yeah, it's a great trade. Wide receivers, I like DK at 5,500 and Pittman at 5,300, I think. DK's been playing pretty good this season. I expect them to pass a lot against the Browns, and Pittman's been killing it these last couple weeks. With the Colts playing the Cardinals, I expect them to pass a decent amount too.
Yeah.
And run a lot. I think Colts just, again, are going to have another great offensive week.
Same. I like Calvin Ridley a lot this week, 4,900. He finally broke out first time in week 5. It was first time for the season that he had topped 9 points, fantasy points. But he had 21.1 on 5 catches, 10 targets, 131 yards. Now, I don't expect he's going to average over 26 yards a carry or every reception this week, but he doesn't have to. At 4,900, he can get 15, 20 points, still be 3 to 4 times what he costs and pay off. And I think this is a good week for him to get a touchdown, very much so.
Yeah.
The first 4 weeks, he went against top cornerbacks. The Raiders don't have a top cornerback. No offense to their cornerbacks, but there isn't one. Arizona didn't really have a top cornerback. Buda Baker's their best secondary guy. He's not going to go cover the best receiver all the time. So Calvin really was finally able to break free. There is no other true threat. Alec Ayer Manor, I like him. I think that he's going to grow into a good, solid player, but he's not that guy yet to take away some of that pressure off Ridley. Ridley is the only guy who does that in Carolina or in Tennessee right now. Okonkwo, good tight end. But the other part of that is Cam Ward's got to be able to make all those throws. And last week in the second half against Arizona was the first time that he was showing that he can do that consistently.
Yep. Quarterback. I like Sam Darnold this week. He has been playing pretty good this season, especially against those lower ranked passing defenses.
Yeah.
What was it last week? He had a huge game against Tampa. I wouldn't see why that wouldn't really change against the Cardinals. Cardinals aren't all that great either.
Do you want me to agree? I'll tell you why I think that. What worries me, I think that he's as consistent as they get. Sam Darnold has been this year. I think he's a really good cash quarterback who has high upside. If Arizona can keep up with them, I wholeheartedly agree. I don't know that Arizona keeps up with them.
Yeah.
Where the Bucs kept up with them. And so I think that made Darnold have to do that. That's my only worry. You know what I mean? But I think it's a very good play. He's my 15th rated quarterback this week. And the reason that he's 15th and not top 10 is what I just told you. I worry that Arizona can't keep up them offensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I get it.
I think it's, and he's 5,400. Like, he's 200 cheaper than Mac Jones. And I know it's just 200, but 200 can mean a difference of another guy that you really want. You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
I like Mac Jones a lot this week, 5,600. He is questionable. So, if he is not able to play, I would not go to the third quarterback for the Niners. I would go to Sam Darnold at $200 cheaper. Or I think you could pivot a little bit and go just a bit higher at 5,900 with Drake May. But Mac Jones is who I would prefer to play. He had 22.8 points in week 2 when he started. In week 3, he had 14.3. And when he came in for Purdy. And in week 5, he had 25.2 points. He's my 8th rated quarterback this week. And this is why. The difference is the same thing that happened to Darnold last week. He's going against Baker Mayfield. And Baker is as hot as anybody right now. And I don't know how he's doing it because all of his receivers are hurt except Ekpuka. But he's doing it. And it's not like they're using Cade Otton a ton. Like, this dude's amazing. And he's so impressive, Baker Mayfield. He's fun to watch. But I think that he's going to help drive for Mac Jones and the 49ers to have to run up and down the field with him. And I think that Mac Jones and the rest of that team, CMC, Kendrick Bourne, if Pierce Hall or Jennings play, they'll benefit from that too. DeMarcus Robinson, if not, like, that's going to be, I'm betting the over on that game. I think this is going to be the highest scoring game of the week, and Mac Jones will benefit big time from it. I expect Mac Jones to go way over that 25 points into the 30s.
Yeah.
That's my anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. I do think he'd be a really good play if he plays, especially at that value.
I expect that he'll play, but I think they're good pivots.
Yeah.
that are mm-hmm. comparative price-wise.
Yep. Tight ends. I like Tucker Kraft and Hunter Henry this week. Both of them are going against really bad defenses against tight end, especially Tucker Kraft, who's going against the Bengals. I think Bengals are the worst against tight ends. So I would expect Kraft to have a big game. I think it just depends on how the Packers play.
Bengals are
the worst.
All
over the place. Yeah. But yeah, I think he definitely has a good game. Hunter Henry, he's been pretty much Drake May's favorite target for the season. I know he's had two games where he's had very low targets, but last week just sucked. And
that was Stephon
the other
Diggs
week. I think
they're
yeah. And then the other game was when they were blowing out the Panthers. So a lot of that was just trying to burn the clock. But yeah, I expect both of them to have some pretty big games. Yeah, those are the two I have.
So Kraft is my fifth rated tight end this week, and mm-hmm. Henry seventh. The guy that I'm going to recommend, though, is my 24th rated tight end this week. Are you ready for this? Hunter mm-hmm. Long is who I am recommending play at 2,500. He allows you to pair Rico Dowdle with Josh Jacobs at 7,300. And Jacobs is in a dream spot,
mm-hmm.
coming off the bye and everything. Like, this is a beautiful spot for him, too. But this isn't about Trey Jacobs. This is about Hunter Long. 2,500, and this is why I think you should play him. He's already got two touchdowns, and that was with Strange still playing. And week one and week four, he had a touchdown. His targets in the first 5 weeks were not overwhelming by any means. He had one in week one, zero in two, three and three, three and four, and one and five. Now, you're probably thinking, what the hell are you talking about, David? Why are you wanting to play him then? Brent Strange, these were his targets. Four in week one, five in week two, seven in week three, seven in week four, and then only one in week five when he got hurt. And I think that just threw a kind of a wrench in the plan. But Lawrence likes to use his tight ends. Long, and he's obviously comfortable with them. He's used them a lot in the red zone. And I think that Hunter Long is going to, he may not get the seven targets consistently like Strange did those last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. but I could see him in five at five. And I think that he'll be used in a red zone. So a touchdown is not out of the question. At 2,500.
Yeah.
He only has to get like 8 points to be three, 7.5 points to 8 points to mm-hmm. be times three. He gets a 10 and he's times four his money. I don't think like he gets a touchdown and it's going to be hard not to get to 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he has to get a ton of points, a ton of receptions to pay off for this in a GPP, but I think that there's a chance that he could get four or five catches along with a touchdown and really go off for his value.
Yeah.
I would not play him in a cash game. This is a GPP play, in my opinion.
I agree. Hmm. Yeah, if he gets used the same way as Strange, I wouldn't see why.
Or even just
I mean,
a little bit close to
decent.
It.
I think a lot of it has to do with that split that he has to share with Munt.
Munt's more the blocking guy. I could see Munt kind of getting what Long did, being that guy.
Yeah.
Until Strange comes back. So he could steal a touchdown here and there, like he did against Hawkinson in Minnesota and stuff, for sure. But Long would get the majority of the looks.
Mm-hmm. Eagles-Giants game. The Eagles look terrible. I don't know what happened, but they fell apart.
That offense is just very predictable. And
like that Jalen Hurts interception, that was a bad pick.
That was. And
Brown was wide open in the end zone. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, do you think that that's part of the issue? Hurts and Brown obviously are not getting along.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't think it's just Brown.
Mm-mm.
And I'm surprised by that because I honestly thought that Hurts. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to make any accusations with this. I just, something's off there. And I think it's affecting the whole team.
Something's not right. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I think Brown
that
gets
was a
traded.
Poor showing, probably.
Maybe not this year, but definitely in the offseason, I think at this point. I think he's almost got to because he's just hurting the team too much. The whole mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. I don't know. That was just a terrible game. Dart still looks really good.
So I'm going to say this, too. I think that the Giants looked good, period, last night.
Yeah.
They started out terrible against the first two carries. Saquon had 30 yards, and they had 28 mm-hmm. yards the rest of the night. That's mind-blowing. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't believe that. I thought for sure he was going to go off. I didn't necessarily think 176 yards like he did last year coming back to New York, but I thought he would have a really good game, and he didn't. He had a really poor game. And I don't think that was just, like, Saquon. That was just the play calling sucked.
The Eagles.
The team, man. Like,
offense.
Just pitiful. But I think you got to give credit to the Giants, too. The Giants played well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm...
Yeah, but I feel like when you have that many stars, you just got to play good no matter what.
Agreed. No.
I mean, the Saints.
No excuse.
The Saints dropped 26 on them, but what was thought to be one of the best offenses in the league couldn't even drop over 20 on them. I mean,
that defense hasn't been nearly as good as it was.
But still, you got to put more than 14 up.
Agreed.
That's just poor showing from the Eagles. Very poor showing.
But kudos to Camp Scatterbo, man. And he and Jackson Dart, those guys are crazy.
Yep. The Giants had a great game.
Did you see like the little headbutt in the middle of Camp Scatterbo's interview after the game?
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
It
was great, though. They are must-see right now. And Jackson Dart, I'm ready to say he's a must-start in fantasy. After three straight games like that, I don't think everybody is, but I'm ready to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His rushing capability.
I've been starting him in the dynasty.
He scares me, though, because he's got to stop taking the hits like that.
Yeah.
That's what's scary for him in starting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully the ball tells him to stop taking them. But
I mean, we'll see. Hope so, because I don't want it to be that he just gets knocked out and he has to wear that.
Yeah.
That would be a shame.
Like Tua.
Yeah. Or like Richards.
Mm-hmm.
He went out for the year his first year.
Yeah. Oh, man. What am I trying to say? Buy, sell, hold.
Buy, sell, hold?
Yeah. What do you think about Daniel Jones?
I would be willing to sell him high, but it would have to be high. I kind of like the idea of holding him. I guess ultimately it depends on – I really like Daniel Jones, but chances are if you drafted Daniel Jones, you drafted him to be your second quarterback and not your main one.
Or even your third.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I would be willing to trade him because of that. But I like the idea of holding the guy because I think he's a real deal this year in Indy. Like, I don't think it's changing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's always going to be a consistent piece is what it looks like.
Unless I got one of those top five guys, I'm probably going to hold him and trade the other guy just because he's got that rushing upside.
Yeah, I like...
Well, I guess it's four because Burrow's
selling
good.
High or holding. So, yeah. But Justin Fields.
Sell.
I'm selling high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude's going all off for points.
I don't
points
think he continues.
For sure. But I don't think he stays the starter all year at this rate.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I
you
hope
don't
so,
think he stays starter?
Because he's fun. I know, I don't. Now, the only reason
watch,
he might...
But, like, he's just not getting the job done.
The only reason he might is because, I mean, it's not like you don't know what you have in Taylor. Everybody at this point knows what Tyrod Taylor is. He's a really good, solid backup quarterback. Who can come in and win a couple games in spots at times. But he's not going to win the majority of them because otherwise he'd be a starter. But he's a solid player. I don't think he gives the upside that Fields could give.
Yeah.
But he has a higher floor than Fields. You know what I mean? Like, Fields gets all those points
in the
fourth quarter.
Fields floor.
Yeah. I like Fields, but he's got to learn how to read defenses better. And I'm starting to wonder if he's able to do that or not. And I hate that because, like I said, I like the guy. And I'm rooting for him. I want him to do well. And not just because I got an autographed jersey of his.
I mean, I just don't understand. Like, is it him? Is it the coaches? It's probably a mix.
I think it's probably a mix, but I think at this point, like, I wanted to blame Chicago coaches for it. And I think that they probably are still to blame. But at some point, he's got to start to take some accountability for all this.
Yeah.
And not evolving.
Bo Nix. I think he's a hold, big hold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you're selling way too low on this guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely a hold.
Javonte Williams. I think he's a hold or sell really high. He's killing it, but like, I don't know. I just don't know if he keeps doing this. I kind of like the selling high more. But yeah, just I don't know if he continues at
this
rate.
I'm all for holding this guy because I think he continues.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to sell high if it's like high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry. I'd buy that guy if you can.
I'd buy low all day long.
Get him as cheap as you can.
I'd take the chance. Now, if somebody's wanting same kind of value back that they drafted him with, I'm out on it.
No.
But I'd buy him low all day long.
Big no. Alvin Kamara, I wouldn't buy him. I wouldn't sell him. I mean, I don't think anybody would want to try to buy him high. Maybe buy him. Maybe I might buy into him. If I'm needy at running back, I would possibly think about buying in Alvin Kamara. Let's say you have Hampton. Try it. It wouldn't hurt. But other than that, I think he's a hold. Because I know there are trade rumors.
Yeah, if I have him, I'm holding, but I'd be willing to buy him low for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else is trying to get out from under him for a guy like,
I can't think of anybody like really.
I mean, Tony Pollard, somebody.
I'd
trade Tony Pollard for him if somebody was willing to do that or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they would, because the upside's way more with Kamara. But and then hope that he gets traded and I can capitalize off that.
Mm-hmm. Rome Odunze, I think he's a hold. I'm holding Odunze. The only way I get rid of him is if I get an insane offer. But I'm holding Odunze. I don't
trading
care.
Him no matter what.
Like if I was offered like Amon-Ra and like another first round pick, I'm taking that immediately.
Whoever's.
It's never happening, but
great.
That's the only way I do it.
So astronomical.
It's got to be insane. Yeah.
I mean, Rome is doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. It just happened faster than we thought. So
he's killing it.
I'm holding him all day long too.
Yeah. T. Higgins. I think he's a hold or buy low.
Same.
I don't think you can justify selling him low.
I don't even know that I would buy low right now. I want to see what happens with Flacco.
Debo. I think he's a sell high. Terry's got to be back to, I would say, like his normal self at some point, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but Debo has impressed me. I thought he was going to falter, and he has done the complete 180. He's been excellent.
He's been on fire. Jake Ferguson, I think he's a hold. I like his target share, just solely his target share.
And that's going nowhere. Like, Dak loves him. Dak trusts him. He's going nowhere. Clear cut. Number one tight end right now. Yes, Jake?
Yep, I think so. Mm-hmm. Trey McBride, I'd say he's a buy low. I doubt that many people will try to sell him low, though. I think it'd be hard to try to get him for a cheaper
I don't price. Know. If he has another game or two, I think people might start
panicking.
Happening.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert, he's been on fire the last couple weeks. I just don't know if he's gonna keep doing that. I would think about selling high, seeing what you could get for him, just testing the waters maybe.
Same.
But he's looking like one of the top targets on that offense right now though, so I don't know.
I
would also contemplate holding, but it just depends on it what you're needing. I would sell because I doubt you drafted him as the tight end one on your team.
Agreed.
I just don't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd sell high on him for sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, our predictions for the games.
What games?
Start things off. Let's do Broncos Jets, the Sundays games and Mondays.
Broncos Jets. It's in London, right?
Yeah, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Are you ready for this?
I like Broncos. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think so. No.
Why not?
No.
Besides the obvious.
Jets suck. I like Dobbins and Sutton this week. I think they start the game off passing and then it's just running after that. The Jets are horrible the first three quarters. Horrible. And that defense is not playing great right now. I don't see them being good still. Especially against one of the best defenses.
I agree. And I agree that it sounds crazy, to expect the Jets to win this game, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Justin Fields has a very solid game.
I do like Fields this week. I like his garbage time upside. But
I think Breece Hall has a hell of a game.
Really?
And I think I don't know. Mason Taylor has a good game too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's possible.
Denver's defense is good, really good, but their offense has been very subpar.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I don't feel like they won the Philly game as much as Philly lost it.
I don't know. I just don't trust the Jets, honestly.
I get that. I don't blame you. They're 0-5. Mm. Why would you?
Yeah, they suck. They look terrible.
I'm just got a feeling. That's all.
Yeah. Rams-Ravens. I think the Rams are going to kill. I like Kyren this week. I like Puka this week. And I do think Mark Andrews might have a decent week.
I like Devontae Adams.
I like the Rams.
You know who isn't going to have a nice week? And you know who I think everybody should seriously consider sitting? Derrick Henry.
Cooper Rush. Yeah, that too. Cooper Rush is going to suck again.
I own Derrick Henry, and if I have even somebody somewhat competent, I'll sit him.
Yeah.
I don't like this matchup.
I feel bad for him.
Me too.
Feel bad for Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I'm going to sit him, and he's going to go off for 200 yards.
Yeah, the one week we say to not play him.
Yep. It's
really going to backfire on us. Cowboys-Panthers. I don't know. It's such a toss-up with the Panthers. They either play really good or they play god-awful, some of the worst football I've ever seen in my entire life. There's no in-between for them. I'm going to say the Cowboys win, but I like Dowdle and McMillan this week. I think McMillan could have a good week.
Yes.
Javonte, of course. If CD plays, I think that's a possibility, isn't it?
CD's not going to play. I'd be shocked.
He's not going to play?
I didn't even put him in the rankings because I'm that sure that he's not going to play. So I will be absolutely shocked if he plays.
But yeah, Javonte, McMillan, Dowdle, those are who I like.
Dowdle and Williams will both score a touchdown, I think. I like the over. Not only do I like the over of 49.5, I like the over 59.5.
Yeah.
I think the 49.5 is far too low. I think it's because Carolina has, on paper, a good defense right now. But I think Dak, I just said I don't know that anybody's hotter than Baker. Dak may be right behind.
Yeah. Dak's been on fire these last couple weeks.
And I'm telling you, Rico Dowdle is going to run all over these guys.
Yeah. Colts-Cardinals.
Well, I picked the Panthers in the last game. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see it. I think it just really depends on that offense.
Agree.
They're 100% just like a coin. It's either, like I said, god-awful or really good.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing between that two. Colts-Cardinals, I like, of course, Jonathan Taylor. You can never count out Jonathan Taylor. Michael Pittman, I like Pittman this week. And I like, maybe Michael Carter. I think Michael Carter could have another good week as the RB1 with most touches.
Nah, I think Marvin Harrison will be their best offensive player this week.
You think so? I just don't trust him. Yeah.
I mean, I think Carter's going to be the main guy, so just sheer volume, I would expect him to be relevant. Yeah. But I think Tyler Warren also has a really big game.
Yeah.
I think Tyler's tight end two for me this week, too.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I do have the Colts winning that week, obviously. But last week, we also said obviously about the Eagles winning, so what do we know?
Fair enough. I like the Rams possible. As well, too. I forgot to say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jags-Seahawks. I think the Seahawks win. I like Darnold, JSN, and Etienne that game. Etienne's been a huge vocal point in the offense. Same with JSN.
Don't forget about Hunter Long.
I don't know about Hunter Long. I don't know.
I like Jacksonville in this game.
You do? Chargers-Dolphins. I like the Chargers.
Same.
I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game, though.
The over-under is only 43.5. That shocks
me. That's it? I think I would do the over on that. But I like Haskins that game. I like Waddle. I like Darren Waller. And I like Johnston. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game.
Same. I hope Haskins has a good game.
Yeah. It's just such a weird situation. I think it's just hard to pick between him and Vital.
Yeah.
Patriots-Saints. I like both tight ends on each team. Juwan Johnson and Hunter Henry. Like I said earlier, Hunter Henry is one of the top receiving threats on that team. And Juwan Johnson, his share, I know he hasn't been doing great these last couple weeks, but the Patriots aren't great against tight ends. So I think he'll have a pretty good game this week.
Same. I like Juwan Johnson. I like all the skill position players for New England. I like either Shaheed or Olave, and I think I lean more towards Shaheed.
Yeah, with that deep catch possibilities that he's been killing it recently.
The reason I lean Shaheed is I think Christian Gonzalez is all over Olave.
Yeah, probably. I like the Patriots in that game.
Sorry.
Brown Steelers. It's fine. I think I like the Browns this week. I do think it might be a little bit of an underrated game, or it's going to be an absolutely terrible game.
I think so.
Again, it could go either way. Yeah.
I think the Browns win. Dylan Gabriel gets his first win of the year in his career.
Yeah. But I like Judkins, Njoku, and DK this week.
I like Jalen Warren, too, some.
Pretty good games. Yeah. Njoku's been playing really good.
Yeah.
Judkins been killing it. And DK's DK, so you can never really count him out. Titans, Raiders. I think Raiders win, but I do think it'll be an ugly game. But I like Jacoby this week. I like Michael Mayer and Calvin Ridley.
Is Mayer playing instead of Bowers? I hadn't seen that yet.
From what I've seen, Mayer is playing. I think it's really up in the air with Bowers.
Yeah, that's why. I had him in my rankings, but I'll change that if that becomes official. I'm not going to put Mayer right where Bowers was, but Mayer will probably be around the top 15.
Yeah, Packers, Bengals. I think Packers are going to win that one. I like Jacobs.
They're only favored by
14.5. Only?
So, tell me this. Would you cover the spread on that?
Oh.
With Cincinnati?
I don't know. I don't trust the Bengals.
I mean, that's huge. That's a huge spread.
Yeah, but they've been getting beat by that these last couple games.
Yeah, but the Packers are really good and notorious for playing down to their competition.
Yeah, like they did with the Browns, and it was just the Browns, was it? But, yeah, I don't know. I would guess they wouldn't. But
LaFleur,
they would cover the spread.
He's notorious for doing that.
I don't know.
He won't take any risks when he's playing a team that's not deemed as good as him. And I think he coaches scared at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Your aunt will kill me for saying that. I think that's why they lost that game against the Browns.
Mm-hmm. Packers. Or no, we already did that one. 49ers and Bucks. I think that could be a really high scoring game. I like Rashad White. Yeah, I like Tonga's and Igbuka.
Don't forget about Kendrick Bourne and CMC.
Yeah, like, just a lot of potential in that game.
This game is it's 47.5. The Dallas-Carolina game is 49.5. And I said I liked over 59.5 in that one. I wouldn't be shocked to see this game go to 70 points. I'm not saying bet that, but that wouldn't shock me one bit. I told you I think that this will be the highest scoring game in the league. This week.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that.
But yeah, I think the Bucks will win.
Same.
I know the defense isn't great, but their offense is just that good.
Yeah, I think they do too.
Lions Chiefs. I think the Lions win.
I hope so.
I like Worthy though this week. I like Amon-Ra, Gibbs, and Montgomery. I think they all have really good weeks.
I like Kelsey, and I like one of two. And so don't bet any of this with these two but one of these two are going to have a good game. Kareem Hunt or Breshard Smith.
Yeah.
Is Pacheco done?
I think so.
I hate
mean, he's
that.
Still splitting with him, but
yeah,
he's just not playing great.
And I really hate that because I love to watch this kid run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
I don't know. Yeah, that injury really screwed him.
I
like Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, except he sucked.
I mean, he was good before that.
It was all right.
I guess. Bears Commanders. I like the Bears this week.
I hope the same thing happens again, but in reverse.
I hope not. All right, that's fine with me.
How funny and awesome would that be?
It'd be awesome. I'd rather just kill them, but
yeah, fair enough.
I'd rather just it be a but blowout it and the it Bears
bring
win.
The same drama.
I guess. But I like Rome. I like Debo. I like Kroski Merritt.
Listen,
and I like.
Is there an offensive player you don't like in this game? Because there's not.
I don't
for
know
me.
How I feel about Terry. Kyler Gordon's
Terry's
supposed to be
playing.
Back this week. Oh, he's not?
I don't think so.
But Kyler Gordon is back this week. I think that's going to be a huge addition to that Bears defense. Same with TJ Edwards being back. You don't know.
TJ, yeah. Kyler Gordon, no, not this week. I'm telling you.
Kyler Gordon is a great
this
corner.
This game's going to be a shootout, and Kyler's not caught up yet physically.
You don't think he's fully healthy yet? Like
I don't
100%?
Think he's physically fit.
You don't think so?
Not to play against this. This is going to be a track meet, dude.
You think so? I don't know.
Yeah, I do. I think this is a high-scoring game, too.
I mean, he hasn't been
I'm
practicing
all
in like 5 weeks at least.
Games. That's okay. Fair enough. I do. I think this is both quarterbacks shine in this, I think.
But yeah.
And I predict that the Bears win.
Yeah, I hope the Bears win.
I know you do. I know you do. I do. I think the Bears win this game.
I can't do
if
it.
If it wasn't Monday
lose.
Night, I would say come over and watch it with me. But we're both going to want to go to bed like immediately after the
game. Oh, yeah. I'm going to probably struggle staying up for the game.
Same, because I got to get up at 4 Monday morning and be back in Indy.
Yeah, I couldn't. Bills Falcons. I like Kincaid and Bijan. I think the Bills win the game.
I don't like Kincaid.
You don't?
Why do you like him?
I don't know. He just seems like. Yeah. He's just been Allen's favorite target so far.
You're right. He has. But I think this is Keon Coleman's game this week.
Think so?
I'm leaning towards that.
Yeah.
Coleman and Shakir.
Yeah.
Because the Atlanta is great against running backs.
Mm-hmm.
So this may be where James Cook, the streak ends. Wait, he didn't get a touchdown last week either, did he?
He did not.
So the streak ended last week. But I think a new streak starts where he doesn't get a touchdown. I hate that for them because that's going to put pressure on Allen and whatnot. But I think this is going to be a good game, better than what people think, maybe. But I think the Bills
mm-hmm.
win.
Yeah.
In a close
game. I think it will be close, though. I think it just really depends on how Falcons pass.
Yeah, I agree.
But
because
yeah,
Buffalo is really good against the pass, but they suck against the run. So maybe that won't even matter. Bijan is going to go
maybe.
Hog wild. And Tyler Algier might too, especially if Ed Oliver doesn't play again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buffalo has no chance in hell at stopping these guys. Then
they just need to keep scoring.
49.5 is the over-under. I keep saying I like the overs, but man, I think there's going to be so much scoring this week. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I could definitely see it.
Touchdowns galore. Let's bet on that.
I don't know. Yeah, see? I got a 15-leg parlay in right now. All touchdowns.
Woo!
Yeah,
dinner's on
touchdowns.
Peyton,
man. I'm hoping.
Sunday night, dinner's on Peyton.
That's not possible. It goes into Monday.
All right. Tuesday morning, breakfast is on you.
All right. That's fine. All right. Thank you guys for watching. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think of this episode. Thank you.